这个续费呢，我们就是盼望呢，用这其实不是很长，一个半小时，的时间呢，就让特别做父母的在神面前学习，怎样的去把孩子带到神面前，特别你的孩子是中学化以下，所以呢，我们很感谢主给很多很不少的父母能够来，我们讲过了，来的不要坐后面，前面还有位置，是坐在前面，坐在前面，都坐在前面，是，我们坐在前面有两个目的，就是学习在聚会里头不做旁观者，第二就是好好扶持这个聚会，为的是因为我们今天呢特别请到有几个年轻人特意的从家里头开车这么远来。为了这个时间，他们的每个人分享可能只有十几分钟，但是他们是付了代价来跟我们交通，我们盼能够从他们的口中，这些人都是从我们中间长大的，我们有 Shelly John 呢，Shelly John 的女儿了，跟 Abraham 呢，他们会是在基督徒的家庭成长，那么他们都，我们就请他们从他们个人的体验跟角度。来看他们的成长，那么父母有对他们有什么影响？特别在他们成长怎样去父母帮助他们认识主、跟随主。Shelly 呢，就是在 Youth Group 里头服侍的，现在他自己已经工作了好几年了，两年、三年了已经啊。他是一个 Radio Therapy，
对的Radio。
哦 ，radiographer 就是
赵影师
，所以我们很感谢主，他能够在 YouTube 里头服侍，另外一个 Abraham 呢，他是也在我们中间成长了哈，是在大学里头就做研究跟教学，那么我们有 Michelle 呢 ，Michelle 就姊妹其实他服侍年轻有很多年的经验了，很多很多人在 Rose 那里已经服侍了。所以他无论是主日学或者 youth group 都有很美好的服侍，所以我们也请他来从一个青年工作者，他也是学校里头的老师，也是一个语言治疗师，所以对孩子有很多的经验，那么我们就怕也请他从他服侍年轻人的角度来怎样的跟父母有什么提醒跟鼓励这样。所以我们的时间呢是这样，我们会请他们几个人会Shelly 啊 Abraham 呢会先到前面，他们会用英语讲，我会替他们翻译。那讲的过程，如果你们有什么想起什么问题，你们可以写下来。那个纸呢，就是在后面啊。你们或者您看，能帮我拍一拍？前面有声音拿到了，后排的人还没有。你们想到什么问题，你们可以写下来。然后叫出来，然后我们就有后面呢有一个问题解答的时间，当他们讲完了，那么 Michelle 也会出来讲，从一个青年工作者的角度来讲，好不好？好，我们一起有个祷告，把这个时间交给主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们感谢你在营会里头的工作，我们也感谢你今天下午给我们有这个家庭的工作坊。就当我们坐在这里，我们来等候你自己的教导，你自己的勉励。我们求主你给我们一个能够有精神力量，有一个敞开的心。我们特别的为着那些今天还是说中学生或者小学或者孩童的父母，我们求主你加添他们的力量。给他们今天下午从你那里能够得着你的话语，更懂得怎样在你面前学习，把孩子带到你跟前。我们把这个聚会我们交给你，我们也把各项的服事音响我们都交给主，求主你做你要做的工，好像你的心意在我们中间真的能够一个一个的家庭被你得着。我们将祷告奉主耶稣得胜的名。好，我们不如现在就请Shelly跟Abraham开始。
Have a seat. Do you want to say to Shelley?
We're more sense. Okay.
We'll sit in the middle. I'm pretty.
What's a good.
Oh, no battery. Well, maybe us, you guys.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you share right. Oh.
Possibly, actually, I'm too loud.
I'll still use the mic. Okay. So I'm Shelley, and a little bit about me. I'm normally, I guess Uncle Jonathan already said, I'm normally a radiographer.
我是 Shelley， 我开始做一个简单的自我介绍。刚才已经介绍我是一个
照
影师。
I'm living at home with my dad. And I'm in a situation. So it's just dad and I.My mom passed away a few years ago in 2013.
我是在家里头跟爸爸住，因为我妈妈在2013年被主接去。
I'm born in Australia, but both my parents are from China, from Shanghai.
我是在澳洲本地出生长大，我的父母都是在中国出生长大，来到后来还来到澳洲。
And a little bit about my Christian background.I grew up in a family where my mom was a believer from when I was a child, and my father did not come to faith until I was older in my early teens.
我的基督徒的成长的背景是我妈妈先信主，然后我的孩童的年代的时候我都信主了。我爸爸呢是后来，当我是青少年期的时候才信主。
So a lot of what I saw of Christianity came from the influence of my mom, who I saw a lot of how much God was working from, and in her example as a child as well.
我能够认识主，主要是因为我妈妈对我的影响。主怎样在她身上的工作，她也影响着我。
So I saw my mom often sharing about.Jesus with others, and especially talking about God in all parts of her life, and that really influenced in me as a child.
我妈妈常常跟人见证主的，特别讲到主怎样在她生活里头各方面，神怎样是真实的，让她经历主。
So some examples would be that she would, I would often see her sharing with strangers about.How much God helped her through all the difficult times and the good times in her life through prayer.
譬如她常常也会跟陌生人来这样见证主的，讲到主怎样在她人生很艰难的时候，神怎样帮助她，在一些顺利的时候她经历主。所以我童年的时候常常听有看到妈妈是这样做见证的。
So my mom, she ran a flower shop as well.And doing such a job is not an easy job, and I often saw that she would rely on God through prayer through this.
我妈妈是开花店的，所以其实这个工作也是不容易。但是呢，我也看见我妈妈常常呢也是为着在这个生意，这个开花店来祷告依靠神。
And I think especially taking care of a child as well is not easy.And there would often be stories that I would hear later on about how she would pray to God in the times when she found it hard to take care of me, when she didn't know what to do, and God would somehow answer that prayer.
就是在她在照顾我的过程也常常有遇到困难。后来我慢慢长大以后，我听她说以前的时间呢，就她就会。为着养育我教导我呢有很多困难的时间他是怎样的祷告主求主帮助。
So an example, when I was in primary school, I had a teacher who I found very scary because she had a very loud voice.
比方说我在小学我一个老师 我就很怕他，因为他的声音很大，我很惊恐。
I find it so scary that I eventually pretended to be sick so I don't have to go to school to not see the teacher.
我怕到一个地步了，我就假装我病了，以致我不需要上学。
But my parents of course noticed that I wasn't actually sick. And so then they realized that it was because I was scared of my teacher.
我父母后来发觉我其实不是病了，乃是我怕我的老师。
And so they weren't sure what to do. Their immediate thought was, oh, let's move her to a different school.
所以他们不懂得怎样处理面对，但是第一个反应就是不如我们替他转学校。
But they're not even sure if that should be the correct decision to make. And my mom later on told me, like, she would pray about what to do because they're not sure, really.
但是当时他们也不知道这个是不是对的做法，但是后来妈妈告诉我，当时他就祷告，求神来带领这个事情。
In the next, I don't know how long, but she would be sharing about her difficult or this little challenge to some of her customers, and she had people somehow God brought her into her shop that.Gave her advice that was actually really helpful for her.
又譬如她有时候遇见不同的顾客，有一些顾客是很难办的，她就祷告主了，求主给她智慧。那神又安排另外一些顾客呢，给她一些建议，怎样面对这些顾客。
She eventually got the advice that you know you can't just let your child.When they made a difficulty to go away from it, but she had to let me stay and deal with the difficulty and overcome it as well.
并且当我自己遇到困难的时候呢，她也学习帮助我，不是逃避我的困难，那是怎样的学习面对处理我要面对的困难。
So from this, I could see how God really helped her answer prayers even when she was.Trying to take care of me as a child.
所以这些都是例子，他不懂得怎样帮助我，但是他就祷告，求神给他智慧。这些都是他的一些的经验，我看见的。
And also, I saw how at home, even I guess with most part of my childhood, my dad wasn't a Christian. So, also seeing how mom would at home try to share about the Lord, even to.Her husband, and there were times when it wasn't easy, but I think it's really important for a child to see that when they're at home as well, not just outside with others, but yeah.
因为我爸爸是本来都不信主的，但是我都看见我妈妈呢，有找机会的跟我爸爸见证主，传福音，所以我在家里头我就感觉啊，我妈妈的信仰是很真实的，不单单是聚会呢，是在家里头她都有她的见证的。
And even with family members as well, and friends as well, she would, at that time, I think QQ was really popular, so she would use her QQ to try to talk to her friends about, sharing about her faith in God as well.
不单止我们亲人家人，他是亲戚朋友，他都有通过那个时候 QQ 是很流行的，就用 QQ 来跟其他人来见证主。
And that also influenced me a lot as a child. So I have a story where I think it was year one, in primary school, we would go to scripture class on Wednesdays.
这个也影响我，记得我一年级的时候呢，学校有一些圣经班，我就去参加圣经班了，在学校里头。
And I had a friend who wasn't a Christian, had a bit of a Christian background, but was like, oh, I don't know if I want to, come to scripture class.
我有个同学，他不是基督徒，但是他有一点点的基督教的背景，他就有犹豫了，应不应该去参加这个圣经班呢？
And then I said to her, it's really important that you must believe in God, because I guess I got that from watching my mom, and especially thinking I should do the same thing with my friends as well.
我就跟我的同学讲啊，你很重要的，你要认识神啊，认识主啊。其实我都不懂，不是等很多，但是我是从我妈妈的榜样里我学习，看见这个她常常跟人这样说的，我就跟我的同学这样说。
And of course after when I managed to convinced my friend to come with me to scripture class. When I went home, I was like, Mom, look, I made a friend become a Christian.
当我成功地说服我的同学去圣经班以后，我就回家很开心地跟我妈妈说，妈妈，我已经帮助一个人做基督徒了。
So I think as a child, I did it because I wanted to please my mom. But for me, it was also something to think about when I grow older, like what does this actually mean for myself as well?
当时我这样说是想讨我妈妈的喜悦，但是我妈妈长大的时候也帮助我呢。我是应该怎样面对我的信仰。
And a lot of these examples, I would see at home, really helped me, especially in my own faith, as I grew older. Not just, thinking about the example of, my, of what happens at home, but also, yeah, whether this applies to me, in my own choice.
所以当我慢慢长大的时候，我不单只看到，因为看到这些在家里头的例子或者榜样，也促使我思想信仰跟我有什么关系，我要怎样面对我的信仰，面对神。
And then I guess the next helpful thing I had in my childhood was a really close relationship with my parents, but especially my mom.
另外一个很影响我的童年的成长，就是我跟我父母的关系，特别是我跟我妈妈的关系。
And for us, our relationship, I think.It was more than a child and parent, but more like a friend and a friend.
我跟我妈妈的关系是多过是只是母女的关系，而且是有朋友之间的关系。
And I think that really helps to share thoughts, and especially when you grow up and you have a lot of troubles. I think in the teenage years, there's a lot of thoughts and stuff, and so when you're able to have that safe and close relationship to talk to all the time, I think that can really help to, be able to go to mom for advice or just talk.
特别我慢慢成长的时候，其实作为一个特别十几岁啊青少年，有很多思想、很多挣扎或者不明白的，我能够跟妈妈一个我感到很安全的，我可以跟她表达的我的疑问、我的难处的，我有能够跟妈妈讲，这个对我很多的帮助。
So I think.Communication and for a child to feel safe and equally listened to with their parents is very important.
所以父母能够做成一个关系，孩子跟我们能够有一个安全的感觉，让他们能够自由的把心中的不同的感觉跟我们透明的分享，这个是对孩子是非常重要。
The other thing that I wanted to talk about is.Like I said, I didn't have a lot of time with my mom.
我另外又想到要分享，就是我其实我跟妈妈的时间不是很长。
So I think that it's really, I think the time you have with your children is really precious, and we don't actually know how much time we do get to have with our children.
因为主很早就把我妈妈接去了，所以我其实我就感觉父母跟孩子的关系根本就很难确定。有多少时间我们仍旧有时间在一起，所以有时间在一起的那个时间我们真的需要好好的珍惜。
And I think often when I hear from my friends or is that they often get brought up maybe by grandparents or go to preschool, which can be helpful if in their case their parents really don't have time, but I really see even though it's harderSometimes it is better for parents to be able to use their time to raise the children by themselves.
我听到一些朋友他们的情况是他们父母太忙了以致他们需要祖父母外祖父母来看管或者很早就去托儿院了这样当然每个人的处境不同，但对我来讲呢我很珍惜跟妈妈的时间，在我童年的时候。
My mom always told me that her parents offered to also, come and help us, to take care of me, or if I go back to China, so they could take care of me and my parents could work. But mom didn't want to do that because she always thought that the bond between a child and the parents is really important.
我的外祖父母呢，他们也主动的提供帮助，就说你跟我妈妈说你可以去出去工作，我们就来照顾你的女儿，你就放心出去赚钱工作，或者呢把女儿送到中国去带啊，以致呢父母能够自由的在这里赚钱。但是我妈妈说她就说没有接受这些帮助。
Yeah, so it's definitely not the easier part. Mom she always told me she opened the flower shop so she had have more freedom to take care of me on the side. But she always told me that it is very, very hard work to do both of these things.
妈妈没有这样做，因为她很想把很多时间在我成长的过程能够陪伴我成长。那么这个也是个原因呢，她开花店，以至于她一面可以开花店卖花，一面呢我就在旁边能够她看管我。但又要看管我，又要开花店，对她来讲真的很辛苦的，要面对很多的挑战。但是她都尝试这样去做。
But it was key for me.In having such a close relationship with her, so that I could see her own Christian life at such a close distance as well.
她想给我有机会跟她常常在一起呢，也给我机会呢，很近距离的来看她跟神的关系是怎样的，信仰在她身上是怎样。
I guess I talked a lot about my mom. I didn't talk much about my dad, but. After mom passed away, we became a lot more closer.
刚才我谈到很少我爸爸，我现在谈一谈。我自从我妈妈过世以后呢，我跟我的爸爸的就越来越接近了。
And for me, it's just my dad isn't a very vocal person, but I can, as a child, I see from his actions a lot of like.How he lives as a believer in many of the decisions he makes, and for me that is a big influence as well in my own faith.
我爸爸虽然不是一个非常非常很出就是很厉害的人，但是呢，他在人生里头做一些决定，他的生活的原则呢，也影响着我，就是他怎样去在某些时候做决定。
I think that's roughly.I think in many, and I think when I look at my dad, especially in these difficult, trials or sufferings, I think that's where you can really see the actions of someone, really a lot more louder and that can,
特别在我爸爸要面对一些很艰难的局面的时候，他面对事情那个态度那个决定，其实向我来讲是很大声的给我一个信息，是很正面。
And I guess one small critique I had as a child was I had a lot of tutoring growing up.
其中一样东西呢，我回想有一点意见，就是我从小有很多的补习，父母安排很多的补习给我。
I think it's helpful at certain times, but especially when I was very young, I think I didn't really understand what it meant that my parents were getting me extra education outside.
有时候可能这些补习是有帮助的，但是呢，有时候特别我很年纪小的时候，我就不明白为什么父母要安排这么多的补习给我。
So personally, for my own opinion, I think there's a time and place for these things as well, and it depends.
对我来讲呢，我回顾我的成长，我就觉得补习可能某些时候是有用，适合有些时候可能就不是很适合这样。
So I guess a lot of these things.Really shaped me growing up, and they helped me as I become older to not just look at Christianity from the lens of my home, but also what it means when I step outside into the world with other people as well.
这些童年成长的，看见我爸爸妈妈的的情况呢，就是也帮助我呢。我成长以后，我怎样去面对我的世界？ 这是我要分享的。你们有什么问题可以写下来呀、你可以或者记下来，到时你就从座位里头你可以开声来问，或者你传那个纸张出来都可以。现在我们就轮到 Abraham， 他从他的角度分享他的心声。